Hello guys, this is Theo Malonis and we're back with another one. So today I was going to talk about how we're going to do the my top-down approach. So this is an investment system that helps me build from my mentor, a very substantial property portfolio used for called by him a top-down approach. So I'll write this down, it's very important, and I suggest that everyone should definitely take his advice. He's built a substantial amount of wealth through it. So number one, it starts with buying the right stage of a property cycle. So look at the bigger picture, how the economy is performing and where we are in the property cycle. Number two, look for the right state in which to invest. One that is the right stage of its own property cycle. Each state in Australia has its own property cycle. Select one that is heading towards the upturn stage of its cycle, not one near its peak. Three, then within the state, look for the right suburb, one that has a long history of outperforming the averages. So I found some suburbs have 50 to 100% more capital growth than others over a 10-year period. Obviously, those suburbs are a target. Then, there's different to the speculative approach. Some investors adopt. They say like, oh, this suburb hadn't had much capital growth. Maybe it's time it has come. Or there is a brand new suburb. They're getting a train line down there. It must grow in value. Number four, once my research shows me the suburb to explore, I look at the right location within the suburb. So where you live, there would be an area you'd happily live in and an area you'd avoid, like a main road or too close to the shops, schools, or commercial areas. So number five, within the location, I look at the right property using the four standard strategic approach. And finally, look at four, the right price. I'm not looking for cheap property. I'm looking for the right property at a good price. So, the five standard strategic approach. Write these down, remember and repeat it. I don't know how you want to do it, but just keep it in. So, number one, buy a property that would appeal to owners occupiers. Not that I plan to sell my property, but because owner occupiers will buy similar properties, pushing up local real estate values. That's very important, keep that in your notes. Two, buy a property below its intrinsic value. So, that's why you avoid new and off the plan properties which come at a premium price. Three, in the area that has a long history of strong capital growth that will continue to outperform the averages because of the demographic in the area. So this will be an area where more owners, occupiers will want to live because of a lifestyle choice, and one where the locals will be prepared to and can afford to pay a premium price to live because they have a high disposable incomes. So these are more affluent inner and middle ring suburbs of our big capital cities. Then four, look for property with a twist, something unique or special, different or scarce about the property. And finally, buy property where you can manufacture capital growth through refurbishment, renovation, redevelopment, rather than waiting for the market to deliver capital growth. So by following this strategic approach, you minimize risks, maximize upside. Each strand represents a way of making money from property, and combining all four is a powerful way of putting the odds in my favor. If one strand lets me down, I have two or three others supporting my property performance. Remember that.